You're listening to Albia Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to tonight's broadcast on 96.7 Thunder Country KIIC of the Albia Blue Demon Soccer. Their match. I'm Steve Rockwell. Along with me tonight is Brad Gray, who's pulling double duty, also doing the public address announcing and announcing the starting lineups as we speak. Tonight, the Blue Demons face a squad in Prairie City, Monroe. PCM is down at 1-6 on the season and struggling to find their identity offensively, that's for sure. The Blue Demons are into the game tonight at 4 wins, 8 losses, coming off of a very tough loss last night against the Grinnell Tigers here in Albia. The Blue Demons hopefully tonight will get a rebound victory coming off of that loss last night. We're hoping that the return of Cody McCarty back to the starting lineup is a big plus for the Blue Demons, as well as Tanner Kellogg and a couple of other young men that didn't get the start last night. That shouldn't be a bad thing for the Blue Demons, as should not be a bad thing for the Blue Demons as we get some fresh legs out of the match tonight. Gravert in the net. We'll try to follow along with Brad Gray as he's announcing the starting lineup.
We have Tyler Solinger.
Tyler Solinger getting the start after a rough night last night towards the end of the game. Took a forearm to the jaw. Knocked him a little bit silly. Took him out of the game. But talking to his parents on the way in tonight, Tyler's feeling good. Got a little bit of a headache and a little bit of a sore jaw, but ready to go. Cody Wynn playing center defender. Nice improvement this year from Cody Wynn, stepping to the plate and filling the shoes of Alex Mason and Cody McCarty as well. Shadow Leshen gets a start tonight. First-year player, a sophomore, doing a great job for the Blue Demons, filling in as in just about any role that Coach Gravert asks him to play. He does a good job of the midfield. He gets some shots on the net. We have Cody McCarty in at one of the midfielders. We have Tanner Kellogg as one of the defenders. We have Jordan Krall, one of the co-captains tonight, playing a center midfielder. We also have Andy Henderson, Anthony Tuttle. We'll have Ethan Gray at one of the forward positions, and we should have Ethan Datweiler in the starting lineup tonight. I apologize for the delay, starting to make sure that Datweiler made the trip tonight to the field. He splits duty with the track team. We're going to send it right back to the studio for a quick timeout. We'll be back and be ready to play soccer against Prairie City Monroe tonight.
Hey, well, all right, sir. Here we go. There.
Are you thinking of having an auction? Reed Auction Company can help you with real estate, farm machinery, construction equipment, fundraisers, benefits, commercial liquidation, or an estate auction. Give the team of auctioneers at Reed Auction Company of Albia and Atumwa a call at 777-8348 for Ryan Reed or Mark Bettis at 799-1854. They will treat you with honesty, integrity, and professionalism. That's Reed Auction Company.
At Community First Credit Union, we're proud of our mortgage rates. With rates so low and home prices very attractive, there has never been a more affordable time to buy or refinance a home. Right now, CFirst is offering a 10-year adjustable rate mortgage as low as 3.75%. Now is the time to buy or refinance. Apply online or visit one of our 15 locations today. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. Call for additional cost information available for a 30-year amortization fixed for the first 10 years and then may adjust annually. Terms and qualifications apply. Limited time only. Federally insured by the NCUA.
No one likes to think about death or plan for it, but making this important decision now allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind. When the loss of a loved one comes unexpectedly, it puts a tremendous amount of stress and financial burden on the survivors. Begin planning your final arrangements with Tharp Funeral Home. See Richard Tharp and his compassionate staff at Tharp Funeral Home to guide you through the funeral planning process. Located at 116 Benton Avenue West in Albia.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Welcome back to the Albia Soccer Complex, where the Blue Demons are hosting Prairie City Monroe tonight. The Mustangs come in at 1-6. The Blue Demons are at 4-8, looking to pad the record a little bit and get ready for that postseason run. We have 3 games left after tonight, including tonight, Brad. And we need to win all 3 of them to get some seeding going.
Yeah, it'd be good to get some momentum and, yeah, like you say, seeding going as we head into the playoff time.
Play is just underway here for the Blue Demons. Blue Demons so far have had control of the ball. We've about almost a minute into the action as we're sitting here talking. We get a call against the Blue Demons for a little bit of aggressive play.
Yeah, the ball's been down on PCM's half most of the night, although they're...
That was a bit of good fortune there for the Blue Demons off the free kick. The PCM player found his way between the seam of the two defenders. And fortunately, it just bounded off to the left. That's a great ball from Datweiler to Ethan Gray. And are you kidding me? A minute and a half into the game, minute 50 into the game, the Blue Demons score off of a beautiful header by Ethan Gray. We're going to send it back to the studio, and Brad and I are going to celebrate that quick goal to get things started.
Congratulations. You found the home that you want. Now you need to find a loan. Hi, I'm Rod Perry with People State Bank. Whether you want to pre-qualify or secure a commitment, we can help. At People State Bank, we offer 20 and 30-year mortgage loans at reasonable rates with low closing costs. So once you find a home, call me, Rod Perry, at 932-7887. People State Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. People you know, people you trust.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
Welcome back to tonight's contest. The Blue Demons already staked themselves to a 1-0 lead off of a beautiful assist from Ethan Datweiler. Played the ball incredibly well right in the center of the box onto Ethan's head to get put in the net unchallenged by the goalie. There was absolutely nothing he could do.
I don't think you could have kicked it better yourself, Steve.
I'm pretty sure that is a fact. That is a fact.
Yeah, that was laid right where it needed to be.
That was unbelievable. Ethan Datweiler, boy, it's hard to put a value on his presence on the field.
He was at a track meet last night, I believe.
I believe he was as well.
There's something going on with track, and it's good to have him here today. Yep.
Absolutely. Ethan is one of those kids that's just got a motor that won't quit. He's got unbelievable energy. The ball is cleared out of play by PCM. Datweiler will take the throw, throws it in nicely to Cody McCarty, who taps it back to Cody Wynn, plays it forward into the left corner, and Andy Henderson's running that ball in the corner, plays it into the center of the field towards Gray, deflected out of bounds over the end line by PCM. It'll be a corner kick for the Blue Demons. Here's an opportunity for the Blue Demons to really make their presence felt early and make this game almost demoralizing early for the PCM Mustangs. It's hard to come back if you get a 2-0 lead this early.
Albie's giving up a little height, but they're not giving up any heart tonight.
That is a fact. That's a beautiful kick by McCarty. Goes just past the backside of the post, out of play. It'll be a goal kick coming out. The Blue Demons did a nice job flooding the backside of the net, though,
yes,
and McCarty
did.
Placed it where the players were at.
About a half a second,
Unbelievable half a second might have caused in a difference there. Goal kick comes out for PCM, goes straight out of play. Looks like Tanner Kellogg, TK, is going to step up and take this throw in for us. See where they go with it. Right in towards Cody McCarty. That's what I like to see on a throw in. He led him beautifully by about a step and a half into open space for McCarty to run it down. Cleared out after that as McCarty was trying to take it to the corner for Datweiler.
Shadow Leshen with a nice kick up front. Oh,
he led
header
that
by
one.
PCM, right harmlessly back to the goalie.
Right back to the keeper. Keeper tonight for PCM is not as tall as the defenders. That's for darn sure.
No, they're
defenders.
I was sizing a few of those guys up before the game, and they looked quite intimidating.
They're
of course, I'm only 5'8 or 9. I think it says 5'9 on my driver's license, but I lied.
Well, sometimes we got to look better than we are.
I've kind of quit doing that now. Don't matter.
Gravity's taking over is my theory. That's what happened to me. Shadow Leshen with a nice clear out again for the Blue Demons. Played off of the chest by PCM right to the feet of Ethan Gray. Shot in the box. Corralled nicely. Nice stop by the PCM goalie that time. Ethan had a great opportunity right at the 18-yard mark. Goalie punts it out to the head of Crawl, who plays it right back towards a PCM defender.
A little pushing and shoving.
We've got a call against PCM. Well, I'm not sure where we're going. We're going a long way back.
Looks like we have maybe a... I stopped. He didn't say stop the clock yet, did he?
No. So therefore, it should not be a... Okay, we're getting a free kick right at the 18-yard mark. Here's the call. This is what had to have happened. The goalie had to have crossed the line with the ball in his hands before he kicked it.
Okay.
Therefore, they call the handball, which is going to be an indirect free kick. Nice placement. Great play. That is a beautiful play from Cody McCarty. Just a soft tap right over to the left side about 5 feet away to Jordan Crawl.
Jordan Crawl finishes it, puts it in the net.
We're going to send it back to Scott. Blue Demons go up 2-0 on the second assisted goal of the night for the Blue Demons. We lead 2-0, 33-55 left in the first half.
With the tenacity of a bear, they'll give their all to help protect your family with a big, cozy bundle that saves you money on insurance. In fact, your Farm Bureau Financial Services agent can help you save money and time when you combine your home and car insurance in a single policy. If you add life insurance, you could save up to 5% more. Want to save money and keep your insurance simple? Call or visit your Farm Bureau agent today.
In Albia, that's Brad Witt. Call him at 641-932-7873.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Welcome back to the Albia Soccer Complex, where with 33:55 left in the first half, Jordan Crawl took the assist from Cody McCarty off of a free kick. Put the ball in the back of the net, Blue Demons up 2-0. This is exactly what this team needs, in my opinion, to get them right back on track. Offensively, it's been a struggle of late.
Different spring in their step from second half last night.
Absolutely. These guys are
playing with a little passion right now and a little fun. They're having fun out there.
That's what I think, too. They just need to unwind and let it go. You know, let that ball go where it may. Cody Wynn with a nice play at midfield, just over the touchline. So it's a throw-in for the Blue Demons. Just a little bit long. Anthony Tuttle was running right on the white stripe, and that pass being led a half a step in front of him caused it to cross before he could get a strike on it. PCM with the throw-in as well as a substitution. They're going to run some players in and out. They've got quite a pretty good deep bench, it looks like,
yes,
over there.
I know in the JV game they subbed about five or six at a time.
It's a pretty good throw-in by PCM. High in the air, but it was definitely long. We've got a throw-in awarded to PCM off of that. Final score of the JV game, I believe, 6-3 to the Blue Demons. 6-2?
I think it's 6-2. I don't think they scored last at the end.
Who got the goals for the JV squad tonight, Brad?
Caleb had two. Shadow had two. Dort might have had two. It was one for sure. The other one went off the PCM player, and I'm not sure how to score that. So
it will get scored as a goal.
I would imagine how they would do it.
Albia's keeping the books is going to be a score for Albia, my guess.
So I'd say three of them had two goals each.
That's awesome. Our JV squad got quite a compliment the other night. I talked to one of the opposing coaches after we played Sheraton, and Coach Jay Piercebaker and I go quite a ways back when his boy Cole played for me during some traveling competitive soccer. And he told me after the game, when we played them in the second game of the season, he told me that JV squad of Albia's is the toughest they've seen all year long.
So. Yeah, they were clicking on all cylinders that night. Looks like Albia got the benefit of that hit.
Boy, we got the call on that one.
That was surprising.
Shadow Leshen comes
Mr.
from behind
Waddell
and makes contact.
Must like us halfway decent tonight.
Yeah, I think we're doing okay so far. Solinger with a kick up towards Ethan Gray, defended nicely by PCM and cleared out. It's always nice when you can have an opposing coach tell you that your JV squad is the best he's seen all year long, because that tells you that your foundation is built and it's ready to go for next year. You bet. And they're also there to help you fill in the gaps this year on a substitution pass.
Yes. Tanner Kellogg stepped up there and stopped that PCM run through. There was a little bit of a hole there, and he stepped in nicely and took the ball away from the attacking player.
It was definitely a good stop by TK. Gabe Graver then comes out and pokes the ball nicely, has a nice punt over probably about 35 yards away from the nets where that ball has ended up. The Blue Demons end up with a throw-in off of it. McCarty throws in to Gray, deflected out of play by PCM, and McCarty's going to do it again. Let's watch him throw that ball right towards the net.
We're just marching it down the field. We'll do that all night till we get within striking distance.
You bet. This one's going to go, let's see where it lands. Threw it in towards the center of the box, which is exactly what you would think in that situation, because Jordan Crawl was crashing from the backside. There's Andy Henderson with a nice play, deflects it up to Jordan Crawl, who then collides with a PCM player. We've got a throw-in for PCM off of the contact. The ball dropped off of Jordan Crawl's leg last. Oh, they actually are bringing it back on the contact, giving us a free kick now. Giving PCM a free kick, I'm sorry. PCM plays it up nicely. Short passing game is going to come into play, and here they launch one deep after that little series of micro-passing game.
That was number 43 by them who kicked that up there. I don't see his name on here. He's probably 6'4" or 6'5" tall.
He's a big guy. That's for doggone
sure. Plus, he's got a little bit of meat on him.
He and I grew up in different vertical zones, that's for sure.
Corner is awarded to Albia. I think Ethan's going to take the corner this time. Albia's setting up inside the goal. Shadow Leshen goes up and kind of toys
job
with the goalie a little bit, which is legal.
Marks the goalie up.
Makes the goalie
make sure
have to think about
to
a body.
Around. Great job by Shadow Leshen keeping the goalie in place that time. He made it so that he could not react to the ball. Ball's deflected out to McCarty, who puts a shot towards the net, but wide right by about 8 to 10 feet.
Yeah, the ball fell probably about 5 yards shorter than it needed to on the corner, maybe.
It was a good kick, but you're right. A little bit deeper would have been nice because we had some positioning.
Had more
on
white shirts in that location, geographical area.
Boy, we've got to throw in for the Blue Demons this time on a hotly contested ball between Tanner Kellogg and a player from Prairie City Monroe. Nice throw in from TK towards Jordan Krall. Ball's deflected as under contest by
Tuttle
the
Tuttle takes the ball.
PCM.
Now Dattweiler towards Krall. Just misses a little.
Nice block by Jordan Krall, stepping up in front of that kick.
There's a great through ball.
Now we've got an opportunity. Ethan Dattweiler on the right side.
Oh,
plays it out.
Nice try, though. It was
that was a terrific
pretty
play.
Pretty decent cross. Yeah, a little close to goalie, but nothing to do there.
Pretty certain that was definitely a cross from Dattweiler because Jordan Krall was coming in beautifully. That ball, that keeper made a nice play on
yes,
ball.
Yes, he did. Otherwise, he came right out when he needed to, or that would have surely
great
been an Albia goal.
Hopefully the Blue Demons are taking this to heart and paying attention to what's getting them those shot opportunities, and it's ball movement and a short passing game that's controlled.
And we hit the side today a little bit. Our first goal was, I talked to some people today about issues of those nature, and hopefully it sunk in.
The
importance
it
of spreading the defense out a little bit and creating a few seams where you can pass through.
Just showing Brad a text message that I have pretty much discussing the same topic. kind of a funny thing how
you sent that text?
How people, I might have received it. I don't know.
Oh, I see.
We're on open airwaves. I don't know if I can discuss that.
Yeah.
Nice play. Nice play cleared out there by Anthony Tuttle. Still a throw in for PCM, but
throw into the middle. Oh, Tyler Solinger intercepted that nicely. It was could have fell right down in front of the goal if it was just a little bit farther, and bad things could have happened at that time.
Watch Dattweiler outrun this player from PCM. It was good shielding by PCM that time to keep Dattweiler from getting
around. They're playing three deep, you know, which is pretty bold from what we've seen of our attack so far, don't you think? Or
three deep with a defensive stopper, kind of a defensive midfielder type of position. And he's not playing a low sweep.
No.
So that leaves us
some opportunities down there where in the past we faced a lot of sweepers that were in the back, and it makes it rough to attack in the middle, which...
That it does, because they make it... That's a great step over by number 7, Julian Herring from Prairie City. Nice little step over, misdirection kick to pass it to himself. Play into the middle of the field.
Uh-oh, problem. And, there we go. Tyler Solinger's collapsing on the ball. Thought it was going to sneak by on us there.
Andy Henderson did a nice job coming from the backside of that last play to create that opportunity where you were saying an uh-oh, but... Andy actually was trying to clear the ball over and just didn't quite do it hard enough, but he did a good job stepping up.
Ethan was off a little bit. Yeah, the timing, the ball got hung up there, bounced, one extra bounce up in the air high, and Ethan Dattweiler was timing it without that bounce, and we just got caught offside. But it was a good, I'd rather get called on that sometimes than be accused of playing back too much.
I had a coach once upon a time years and years ago told me, if you don't get called for offsides at least 10 times a game, you're not teaching your kids to press the line hard enough.
So. That's right.
And that's something that we took to heart. We wanted to press that line, make that referee make a decision whether you're offsides or not.
Got a couple substitutions here for Albia.
Skylar Bettis coming in, and who's on the other side?
Aaron Ambrose.
I thought, my opinion, Aaron Ambrose had a terrific game last night. Played out nicely from Jordan Krall to Cody Wynn. Unfortunately, the next pass to the next layer up was towards Dattweiler, but just a little out of play. Brad, back to Aaron Ambrose. I thought last night, prior to that red card for the handball on the box, I thought Aaron played a terrific match all night long. He was in every position you wanted him to be.
Yes.
And he's really growing into the position of playing a defensive force.
Nice. That ball was going out the end line. Tyler Solinger had the presence of mind to wheel his leg around and kick it out the side. Aaron got a red card last night, so usually a red card you can't play the next game, but when it's a handball, it's not a dirty play, shall we say, so
yep.
You don't have to set out the next game, which is good for Albia.
Yep, it's a terrific deal for Albia. Gives us
nice through ball.
That's a great ball from the midfielder up to Ethan Gray. Ethan Gray plays it off of the ground, deflects off of the goalie's leg, and the Blue Demons now have a 3-0 lead as Ethan Gray gets his second goal of the night. We're gonna send it back to the studio during this brief timeout with the Blue Demons leading 3-0 here on Thunder Country KIIC with 23:44 left in the first half.
Summers Car Credit Avenue West in Oskaloosa is here to offer you some great deals on wheels with our own in-house financing and with low interest and terms that fit your budget, and all vehicles paid off in less than 2 years. That's right, less than 2 years. And all vehicles come with a 24-hour roadside assistance free of charge. And you may have your vehicle checked out by your own mechanic before you buy it. So stop in and see me, Jimmy, here at Summers Car Credit Avenue West in Oskaloosa.
You're listening to Albia Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Welcome back to the Albia Soccer Complex. The Blue Demons are on the verge of making this game a rout, Brad, as Ethan Gray has goals 6 and 7. And just as I get goal out of my mouth, Jordan Crawl plays one, I believe, off of a Cody McCarty assist into the net. That makes it 4-0, Jordan Crawl with his fourth goal of the year, and making this game almost insurmountable now at this point. With just, we scored that goal in 37 seconds after the previous goal. We're going to send it back for another quick timeout.
Did you say the word insurmountable?
Almost insurmountable.
Okay, almost.
We're sending it back to Scott in the studio with the Blue Demons leading 4-0 on PCM.
We're here at Sennett Pierschbacher Funeral Home in Albia. This funeral home is family-owned and operated.
Our funeral home has been family-owned for many years. When we purchased it, it was a corporate-owned funeral home, and we wanted to bring it back to the family-owned tradition. We offer all the services the larger corporate-owned funeral homes do, with one difference. We are family, and you are treated like family. That's Sennett Pierschbacher Funeral Home in Albia. Family when you need them.
BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Well, Brad, this is more like it in my book. This is an offensive onslaught that the Blue Demons are pulling out tonight against Prairie City Monroe. While we were away, not only did we have the goal right before we sent it to the break, we also, during the break, had Gabe Graver come out and make a nice play on a shot opportunity from Prairie City Monroe to keep this shutout intact. While we're there, Ethan Gray, down on our offensive end of the field, Ethan Gray comes out and takes a shot, played nicely by the keeper.
I think it's a cross. He just didn't get it back to, he's a little close to the goalie.
I would agree with you on that. Nice play up by Tanner Kellogg, puts the ball into the defensive backfield for Prairie City Monroe. Datweiler will take the throw in, right out to McCarty. Great throw, puts it out in the center of the field, gives us the opportunity to see the field. We want to go left, right, or middle. McCarty chose middle to Ethan Gray and defended beautifully by PCM as that ball was. That was another opportunity that was getting ready to happen as a shot on goal.
Yeah, there's a small window there, just a little bit more, and he might have got a shot off. There's a nice, oh.
Datweiler.
Ethan Datweiler just high. It was a good attempt.
Just a bit high. He took one from the far right-hand corner. Put that ball towards the net, and it just went over the net as it landed in the net on the top. But no avail. The Blue Demons are left trying to defend this goal kick.
What, we have a little discussion down there?
That we did. I'm not sure what was going on. Typically in games like this, you find that emotions run high on a positive side on one side of the field and in a major low on the other side of the field, and I think that's happening to the PCM team as we speak. Datweiler steals the goal kick, played out right into the middle of the field.
McCarty
shoots just high, about 1 foot over the crossbar. That was a nice look by Cody McCarty.
I believe Datwiler kind of shot it to the middle. PCM headed it, and that usually sometimes when a soft little header off the defense falls down right in front of the offensive player is a little dangerous deal. It sets them right up.
Those headers can be wonderful things if done properly, and if they're not done properly, they can be your worst nightmare. That's something we talked about an awful lot during my coaching tenure equivalent to the AAU side, the rec side, the competitive side, whatever you want to call it. But we talked a lot about that. Those headers, you have to know where to put it. You got to place it
properly. The ball's that close to the goal, clear out is the name of the game, and not play with the ball.
You bet. If you've got time, you can position it wherever you want.
There's a nice ball up by Shadow Leshen. Goalie comes up and gets it.
It's a real nice
Jordan ball. Was a little bit shielded by the defensive player, but I don't think you're going to get a call on that. I think
that call, obstruction, is what that call is technically referred to as, and it's basically playing the player without playing the ball at all, and it's very rare that you get that call.
Yeah.
Very rare. Another soft opportunity for the keeper to come out and make a play for PCM. Tanner Kellogg plays one off of the foot of the PCM defender. So we have a throw in for the Blue Demons. TK throws backwards. Good decision. Plenty of time. Survey the field. Solinger plays
nice
it up
nice pass up to Cody Wynn's feet. Oh, right through the opponent's legs. Oh, there it keeps going.
Two great things happened on that play.
Yeah, that was
a terrific play by Solinger to get the ball to Cody Wynn.
The ball is rolling our way so far. Everything seems to be going, bouncing where we need it to bounce and roll where we need it to roll.
Absolutely.
We needed this.
I've been impressed with the play of the Blue Demons tonight. They have definitely have their head screwed on straight and ready to go tonight. Last night must have just been a tune-up game. Shadow Leshen, with great effort, outruns the PCM defender to get to the ball, then takes a shot on net. Unsolicited 20-yard penetration after he stole the ball. That's a sign of a team that right now we're hungry, and the other team is kind of downtrodden a little bit. They're just not feeling it on the PCM side of the game. Shadow Leshen with another steal off of a pass to the middle, into the box.
Oh,
Cody McCarty,
there's that.
That's a
large fellow that we were talking about, but him and Cody's a pretty good match, I think.
And I have no idea who that player is because his number is not on the roster.
Oh, that's the one.
But he is one
40.
Big fella. I'm going to say he's got Jordan Crawl by 3-4 inches, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
And I'm
40 pounds
30
at least.
Or 40 pounds.
And all of it's up at his his chest.
He's not a big fella.
Yeah, he's strong.
And
it was fairly obvious.
Cody McCarty plays it up to the box, cleared out by number 43 for PCM, headed back by Cody McCarty right towards. That was a nice
timing play by Cody, yes. Ball was coming down. He timed it in the air and just gave it a kick, but it fell. But it bounced off the defender, so Ethan Gray is going to serve up a corner kick.
There was an opportunity for a handball call there, too, but it was deemed unintentional. That was a terrific, terrific corner kick by Ethan Gray.
Bowed right in.
I think he was trying to score one on his own on that trip because if the goalie doesn't react to it quite like he does, that definitely would have kept hooking and coming into the net. Nice play by Leshen. Plays it to Ambrose. Back to Leshen, and now PCM takes the ball away. Nice little short passing game PCM is displaying right here. Solinger says enough and sends it out up to Ethan Gray. Gray does a great job deflecting it off of a PCM player. Blue Demons now have a throw-in. We're at 16:50 left in the first half here. Ethan Gray goes after the loose ball. Cleared out of play by PCM.
Yeah, PCM's having to react all the time. They're not being able to do what they want to do here yet tonight. Albie's keeping the pressure on them, and they're having to react to what we're doing. They're starting to get a few calls against them. They're getting mad.
Yeah, they're getting a little frustrated and wanting things to change and go the other direction, wanting Albia's pressure to let up a little bit, too. I believe that was Cody McCarty took that
free kick.
Loose ball in the box. You know my opinion of that. That should end up in the net if we're
offside
doing our job.
Offside call.
Yep, we got an offsides call. The referee is
waving it off,
not bringing it back. Holy cow. That was quite a kick from Cody Wynn. Great left-footed kick from the left side of the field. Went straight up over the crossbar. That negates the offsides call as the center official says, you know what, no clear advantage gained by it. Shake that one off and let them keep playing. We've got a goal kick coming out for PCM. substitutions. We got a little delay in the game, just waiting apparently for PCM to get back to kick the ball. Played up. Referee stopped that play. Skyler Bettis got a short-lived break. Got a short-lived break from that call, but then the referee deemed that PCM lost advantage out of the play, lost possession, so therefore they bring it back and give him a call. Good call by the officials.
I see. From the offside?
Yep.
Yeah.
Shadow Leshen brings the ball back upfield. Aaron Ambrose had a great header off of that free kick to bring it right back. Ethan Gray has dropped back into a midfielder position now. It looks as though they got Cody Wynn and Jordan Crawl both playing the forward position. Or is Cody just trying to make a run?
I think Shadow and Ethan traded. I can't tell.
I'm not sure. We're a little out of shape right now. Hard to tell. Right now there's a Ben Baker deflects one over to the left side. Comes right back to him off of a deflection. Ethan Gray plays it forward, trying to get it to Jordan Crawl. Doesn't quite get there. Nice header from Ethan Gray right towards Jordan.
Just
deflected. Here's a loose ball in front of the net. Cody Wynn gets the putback goal. Puts the Blue Demons up 5-0 with 14:31 left in the first half. We're going to send it back to the studio for Scott to get in some more important words from those great sponsors of ours.
If you're looking for affordable retirement living, may I suggest Benton Place Apartments in Albia? Preference is given to low-income individuals, and Benton Place is also an equal housing opportunity. So give us a call at Benton Place Apartments, 641-932-7855, and set up your appointment today.
Live internet streaming, available at KIICradio.com.
Well, let's see if we can keep score here in our heads, Brad. This is one where we've got Ethan Gray with two goals. We've got Jordan Crawl with a goal. We've got
two goals.
Jordan has Crawl two, with two goals.
Two goals.
And we have now, Cody Wynn with the fifth goal of the night for the Blue Demons. And there's a loose ball into the box. Shadow Leshen just quite about a step off of getting that before the keeper does. This is a game that the Blue Demons have just done everything right offensively, as well as defensively. They've never even let Gabe have really only one serious shot on him.
No, he's had a couple. I think Ethan Datwaller's checked back into the game.
Yep. Let's check that lineup real quick. We've got McCarty, Datwaller, Jordan Crawl, Andy Henderson, Shadow Leshen, Ben Baker, Cody Wynn, Anthony Tuttle, Solinger, and Gabe Gravert on the field right now, as well as Tanner Kellogg. Sorry, I think I missed TK. TK clears it out. Nice play right to McCarty's feet. McCarty drops one into the back.
Nice, smart play by the PCM defender. Just let the ball hit his chest, fall down to his feet, and got rid of it quick.
And that's the opportunity we were talking about, knowing when to head, know when to play the ball to your feet. And that was one that was a great decision by the PCM player to let that ball play down his chest. And it takes a lot of skill. That ball is coming at you with a lot of momentum, and it takes skill to learn how to take that ball and let it roll on your chest rather than bounce. Tanner Kellogg gets a throw in for the Blue Demons here on senior night. Up to Anthony Tuttle. Senior night, Brad, I believe we had five seniors.
They were introduced.
Playing their last home game.
We had Jordan Crawl, Ethan Datwaller, Tyler Ferreira, Cody McCarty.
We've got a couple of those boys that for sure have opportunity to play soccer in the future. Not sure if they will, but I know Jordan and Cody McCarty both have talked about having that desire.
There was a nice ball up from the back. Jordan just couldn't get his body turned to control it. Had a pretty good bounce off the ground there. PCM now with the goal kick. We have 12 minutes left in the first half. Albia leading 5-0 on a powerful offensive display as well as defense by the Albia Blue Demons squad tonight.
Yeah, it's been a night where nothing's gone wrong really for the Blue Demons and almost nothing's gone right for Prairie City Monroe.
Due for something like this.
We needed a break.
We earned it, I think. We played some pretty good soccer, although the score a couple times got up a little there, even though that was just in the last few minutes, a couple little freak deals. But, we've been playing some halfway decent soccer and just haven't been able to put the ball in the net. We've had some shots and just missed a little bit. But tonight, they're zeroing in a little bit.
Yep. Typically, when you see a team with a 4-8 record, you typically look at their stats, and the goal differential is much more significant than what it is for the Blue Demons. The Blue Demons are only giving up 2.4 goals a game, which is actually very good. I mean,
yes.
last year's squad that went 15-5, I believe.
For high school, for
In the Class 1A division, especially Class 2A division, the scoring gets a little bit tougher. Class 3A is next to impossible to get a goal on the net at times, it seems, because they just have a little bigger talent pool to choose from.
Yeah.
And a lot of times more opportunity to train. So it's one that the Blue Demons are definitely making a run tonight. This is the game they need to start building confidence, and they're learning how to play offense again. Now they're having fun and playing offense and letting the defense take care of itself.
There's a cross by Jordan over to Dattweiler, called offsides. Ethan might have been a little bit up, evidently. Maybe the defender snuck back on him when he wasn't looking. PCM with a quick kick. Falls at midfield.
Nice play by PCM's number 7 that time, getting around the Blue Demon defender.
I think
Julian
he's the
Herring.
Foreign exchange student from Germany.
Well, his foot skills would lead me to believe
Julian
that
Herring.
He's played a little bit more soccer than a lot of them on the field, that's for sure. One thing we want to bring to all you folks' attention out there that are listening, in case you're curious, there is no rule in the rule book that states that we have a scoring rule like there is in soccer, in football and baseball. So the clock will continue to run the same. They will not stop play because it's 25-0, unless they've added something that I'm unfamiliar with. This game will continue until its end, as a normal soccer game is played. Nice play by Dattweiler. Puts it over to Jordan Crawl.
Nice cutback.
Nice cutback.
Tries to go into traffic. Collapses a little bit there.
Stripped away nicely by the PCM defender, but that's one where Jordan, if he had that play back, he would have picked Cody McCarty off of the left side there.
Yeah.
Give him a nice little short pass about 6 yards away and would have gotten a nice opportunity for a goal.
There's Cody Wynn taking a shot again. Now he's got a goal. He's had
got
three or four more shots.
He's got the fever.
He's getting into it now.
You know, the amazing thing is Mr. Wynn's, I believe that's his first goal, but he does have an assist on the score sheet from a previous game. So here we are with the Blue Demons leading 5-0, 8:58 left in the first half. Tyler Solinger with a nice header plays it perfectly to Jordan Crawl, who flicks it backwards over his shoulder to McCarty, and then slick turf got Jordan on that one, and he couldn't get to the return pass on the give-and-go opportunity. PCM runs it into the left-hand side. Tanner Kellogg says enough of that play, and we're going to clear it out of bounds.
Set her up again.
Throw in for PCM right into the middle of the field.
Nice play by Ben Baker.
Baker clears it out nicely. Then
Ben played a beautiful game last night.
Yeah, Ben had a real nice night.
He stopped a lot of runs.
He did a good job. It's Ben's one of those position kids. He's one of those guys that you ask him to play a position, and he plays his position, and that's what you want out of your players.
There was a nice through ball up to Ethan Dattweiler. Just a defense collapse there. It gets a little thick down there sometimes.
Is that McCarty that had that through ball up to him?
I don't know if it was McCarty or if it was Wynn.
Uh-oh. Loose ball in the net. And I'm pretty certain the Blue Demons got another goal, but I can't tell you who got it. But Jordan Crawl is in the net and staying down. He's okay. He's up. Blue Demons now lead 6-0. But I'm not certain, Brad, who got that goal. But when we come back, we'll have the decision. Blue Demons lead 6-0 here on Thunder Country KIIC 96.7.
Hi, it's Amanda from Garver Animal Health Center in Albia. Our team consists of 7 veterinarians and a large, experienced, caring support staff who are eager to serve you. Our large animal veterinarians work southern Iowa and northern Missouri. We provide complete care to companion animals at 3 locations. Give us a call at Animal Health Center of Oskaloosa, 673-5525, Animal Health Center of Knoxville at 828-2101, and Garver's Animal Health Center in Albia at 932-3455.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're back with us live on KIIC Thunder Country 96.7. But the Blue Demons tonight are an offensive juggernaut, Brad. They are just unstoppable right now. They lead 6-0 with 7:18 left in the first half. And there is absolutely nothing right now that leads you to believe that this game is going to change from anything except what we're seeing right now. PCM is not, that was an excellent throw-in, actually. And there is no offsides on throw-ins, Blue Demons. That's one thing they about forgot there. They let that kid drift. A great throw-in snuck through the Blue Demon defense.
We just had a whiffer there. I mean, we swung and a miss and on the kick, and then it snuck through over to their side, and he had an open run on Gabe.
Fortunately, wide left.
Yes, wide to the left.
Wide left. We got a break on that, and we got a little deflection, apparently, because PCM's taking a corner kick out of that. But it was one where definitely a scoring opportunity was there for PCM.
Ben Baker's at the near post, stepped out and kicked that ball out and cleared it out nicely.
Yet again,
PCM's trying to game control. Evidently, it was awarded out of bounds. I thought it was still in line. But
looked like it, but apparently it was over because the AR said the same thing. We've got a great throw back into the box by PCM. Again, they're starting
McCarty
to attack a little bit.
Chases it down. They're kind of pushing up a little bit. PCM's kind of...
He's got to watch out for that number 8. He's got deceptively quick feet.
Yes, he does.
Brad Gainey, he's got good foot skills where he's playing. Defensively, when you get the ball at your feet, he's going to take a stab at it, and he may come out with it. I think we've got Cody Wynn for a foul on a follow-through after a play. He did a little chest bump with a player. Nothing flagrant, nothing intentional. Nice free kick opportunity for PCM. Gets through Solinger, right to Gabe Gravert, though. Nice play by Gravert to have the frame of mind to pay attention, because that free kick was quite a ways away. It's hard to imagine that was going to come at a goalie from that distance. Dattweiler challenging is at the midfield stripe. Comes away on the... Oh, he had the positive. He had the takeaway, and then just stepped over the ball after he got it. Solinger not feeling the effects of that blow to the head last night. He's done a lot of heading tonight, and with great accuracy, I might add. He's been putting that ball right where it needs to be with his head today. Ball's played out of bounds, off the sideline, off the touchline.
Looks like Andy Henderson. No, Tyler Solinger is going to throw it in.
Yep, Jordan Crawl checks back into the lineup. That's good. After the goal that I give him credit for, not sure if he officially got it or not because it was a scramble in front of the net. But Jordan fell awkwardly into the net, and it looked like he kind of sprained a wrist or was holding a hand or a wrist when he came out of the lineup. But he's back out there, which is a good sign for the Blue Demons. We obviously need him from an energy and a talent perspective, both sides. Ball's cleared out by Solinger.
PCM shows a little speed chasing that down there.
Nice little backwards heel kick for the PCM player. Gets it out into the clear, but Cody Wynn chases down the ball. Dattweiler gives challenge with a header.
That would have been nice if it could have been headed over a little bit there. Just couldn't clear it.
Jordan was breaking free in between the passing lane there, in between the two defenders. Plays it up to the corner to Dattweiler. Dattweiler can't quite outrun the PCM player to get to it. Played out by PCM. Cody Wynn's going to take this throw. Let's see where he goes. Shadow Weston checking in for Andy Henderson right now. So the Blue Demons have a little time to gather their thoughts, see where they want to go with this. Cody Wynn's going to take the throw. We've got two in the box. Jordan Crawl comes wide to the outside. Header opportunity for Ethan Gray. Just misses that. That was a great opportunity for Gray. Unfortunately, the ball kind of had a funny arc to it as it came down. Didn't give him a good position to get his head on that ball. Out of play, Blue Demons will take Weiler. Kind of a throw
tough
behind
throw to Jordan,
crawl.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate because Jordan had
kind
a
of went where he was
forward.
Not where he's heading.
Yep. It was one where I see you, but I don't see where you're going type of scenario for the Blue Demons. Tuttle's going to take the throw this time. Gets it into Crawl, who heads it backwards to Gray, who heads it backwards to Cody Wynn. Challenged by
PCM. Just had a little bigger bounce than Cody could have handled to get a shot off there. Come off the ground about 4 feet.
Yep, another header opportunity for Jordan Crawl. He couldn't quite get as high as a PCM defender, and the ball ends up coming the other direction. PCM with the ball at the midfield stripe. Ben Baker knocks it away. Nice defensive play to Tuttle. Kicks it back, plays it back to Kellogg, who plays it forward up into the right corner to Dattweiler. A little deep. PCM plays it out, playing a little two-man game. They end up kicking it out of play. So it'll be a throw-in for the Blue Demons.
Got about 2.5 minutes left in this half.
Tanner Kellogg going to take this throw. TK can throw the ball nicely as well. Got great opportunities off of a lot of his throws.
Evidently there was something.
Must have been a push on that prior to the header.
There's a quick kick by PCM, cut off by
right to
Tanner
TK.
Kellogg. PCM kicks it out of bounds harmlessly. Albie throw in. Tanner Kellogg will throw it in.
a lot of the same discussion we had last night in the Grinnell-Albia game, Brad, is relevant again tonight. Controlled passing is not always the thing that you see on the field right now. The PCM is just kind of kicking the ball just to move the ball into a
nice through ball up by Ethan Gray to Shadow Leshen. He got a little space.
This is
Shadow
be
with
shot
a
goal.
Just wide to the left.
Just missed, but it was a great opportunity. Ethan Gray played him beautifully into that far left-hand corner.
Nice little chip shot, like a golf shot up onto the green, and that's kind of what that was.
Took advantage of Shadow's speed to beat the defender into the corner, and a great-looking shot, just a little high and a little wide. Ben Baker brings that goal kick right back at him.
Cuts it off at the pass.
Cody Wynn, nice deflection. Unfortunately, it dies in its tracks, and PCM gathers it. Now they've got a breakaway opportunity. It's now
need to mark up on number 8. He's kind of wanting some ball there, but Tyler Solinger steps in and cuts it off.
Solinger did a terrific job playing defense that trip.
There's
because
that was a
tough ball.
About a minute left in this half.
Been a half dominated by the Blue Demons so far. Jordan Krall with a great header. Unfortunately,
he went down pretty
hard.
Going
to be a little too far because both Datweiler and Gray made chase, but the goalkeeper comes out and makes a play on it right at the 18. It was that was a ball that Jordan headed backwards beautifully. Excuse me, forward off of the back of his head. Ball goes out of play. It'll be a PCM throw-in.
PCM throw-in.
We're down to 44 seconds left in the first half here. Blue Demons lead 6-0 on a night where just about everything has gone our way. It's pretty rare that PCM has had the ball with any serious threat of a scoring opportunity. Maybe two that I can remember now on the night, Brad.
They have some fairly good foot skills. I mean, I've seen some good things out there, a few things. It just seems like Albia's came to play tonight.
Yeah, defensively, we've cut off every opportunity,
yes.
Every angle. Here's one that they got a putback opportunity, and it goes wide right. There's one that was a shot opportunity the PCM had. Inside 10 seconds left now. Gabe Gravert and Tyler Solinger back to take the goal kick, one of the two. Gabe places the ball, kind of gives a little coaching to Tyler and tells him where we need to go, what to look for. And they just wisely run the clock out at the end of the first half. So at the end of a half of the game, the Blue Demons lead 6-0 behind three goals by Jordan Krall and I believe two by Ethan Gray. We'll be right back and discuss some of the plays in the first half, some of the highlights. Join us back here on 96.7 Thunder Country KIIC for more Blue Demon Soccer.
There's an event going on now at Barker Implement that should have you seeing green, lots of green, on your property. The lowest prices of the year and the lowest possible financing rates are available on John Deere compact utility tractors, Select and EasyTrack lawnmowers, and Gator XUVs. John Deere's Green Tag event is only available at Barker Implement through the month of May. So learn how you can save at ebarkers.com or visit any of our 8 Barker Implement locations. Powered by green, driven by values.
Get your springtime party ready with Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods on North Clinton in Albia. This week, regular, diet, and caffeine-free Pepsi and Mountain Dew 24 packs are $6.99 plus deposit. 12-inch tombstone pizzas in assorted varieties are 3 for $9.99. Tostitos and Sun Chips, 13-ounce packages, just $2.99. And buy a wine from close to home with Tassel Ridge Wines, just $7.99 plus deposit.
Having problems with your back, your neck, having headaches, feel like you just can't get around like you should? See Dr. Matt Sarver at Chiropractic Health Center of Albia. He'll get you on a regimen to rehab your body and strengthen you so the problem doesn't become chronic. Friendly, courteous, caring, and professional. That's Dr. Matt Sarver at Chiropractic Health Center at 909 South Clinton in Albia. Set up an appointment at 932-2939.
A secure financial future requires planning with someone familiar who can help you achieve your goals. We are people you know who can advise you on the auto loans, vacation loans, college loans, home improvement loans, and home equity loans that you will need to keep your family on track. We're an equal housing lender. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC, Albia and Eddyville. Then, now, and always.
Have the holes in your driveway got you lost in a bottomless pit? Well, now is the time to schedule rock for your driveway. Call Michael Lathrop at 777-3774, and he can get you back on level ground. No job is too big or too small for Lathrop Construction. So for all of your rock needs, give them a call. Call Dean, Michael, or Natalie Lathrop today. 777-3774. It's time for the Polaris XP sales event. Sportsman XP, Ranger XP, RZR XP. Three extreme machines, one extreme event. Get huge rebates and great financing right now during the Polaris XP sales event. Hurry into CNC Custom Cycle in Sheraton for rebates up to $1,000 and financing as low as 3.99% on select models from the world's best-selling power sports lineup. You heard right. Financing as low as 3.99% and rebates up to $1,000 on legendary Sportsman, Powerful Ranger, and razor-sharp RZRs. Deals this extreme won't last long. Hurry into CNC Cycle in Sheraton before April 30th for huge rebates and great financing during the Polaris XP sales event. Visit CNC Cycle on the web at cc-cycle.com. CNC Cycle in Sheraton, they're a good deal better. Offer ends April 30th. Rebates vary by financing and rates based on credit. See your participating Polaris dealer for details. ATVs can be hazardous to operate. Polaris adult models are for riders age 16 and older. Always wear a helmet and be sure to take a training course. Polaris Rangers are not intended for on-road use.
Titan Machinery at 2350 Highway 23 Oskaloosa is proud to introduce the True Tandem 330 Turbo, the only vertical tillage tool today that can also level soil, and at speeds of up to 10 miles per hour. The exclusive patented low concavity Case IH turbo blade design moves soil up, out, and over. Unlike other straight-on coulters or tines, the 330 Turbo will slice through tough BT residue in one pass, delivering a seedbed with outstanding stocks, wheel tracks, and frustration. Talk to Titan Machinery about the Case IH True Tandem 330 Turbo.
Hey guys, this is Big T at Big T Auto Credit in Knoxville, Iowa. We have a great selection of pre-owned trucks, vans, SUVs, and cars. Good credit, bad credit, no credit, we provide financing with affordable down payments and payday payments. We allow you to check each and every vehicle out before you buy. Big T Auto Credit offers buy here, pay here, and is located at 401 East Main Street in Knoxville. Come see us Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. We're closed Wednesday and Sundays. Big T Auto Credit, two blocks east of Knoxville Square.
The story you're about to hear is true. Only the names have been changed to protect the innocent. It was last Tuesday, hot, steamy afternoon. We got a call to the west end of Oskaloosa. Scene of the crime? Modern floor covering. My partner had just driven over my big toe. My name, Sergeant Friday. Partner, investigating the claim by Mr. Fuddle, who discovered that Modern Floor was offering free stuff. That's right, you do get free pad on all in-stock residential carpet and free foam underlayment with any in-stock laminate purchase. Incredible. They are the largest floor covering store in South Central Iowa. Modern Floor Covering. Just the facts.
This is Mike Gray with Albia Motor Company right here in Albia, Iowa. I would like to introduce you to the all-new Ford Explorer. Completely redesigned from the ground up, Ford has made the new Explorer the most usable vehicle in the SUV class. From its best-in-class highway mile per gallon V6 engine to the spacious 7-passenger seating, the Ford engineers have created the perfect vehicle for today's busy families. Stop by and see Jack Szczynski right today and test drive the all-new Ford Explorer. That's Albia Motor Company, right here in Albia, Iowa, quietly doing business since 1950.
Everyone wants a bargain, and John Deere and Barker Implement has a bargain to encourage you to do something you should be doing anyway. After you finish planting, don't put your planter away, at least not before you make sure it's been properly inspected. And by allowing Barker Implement to complete the inspection, you're not only guaranteed John Deere parts and John Deere quality, but you'll also receive a free tractor inspection for each and every planter inspection you purchase. Learn more at ebarkers.com, powered by Green, driven by values.
Well, tonight, Scott, you couldn't ask for a better performance from the Albia Blue Demons soccer team. The boys have put together an incredible offensive display. It might actually be record-setting. I'm not sure what the actual record is for most goals in a half, but six has got to be right up there, if not the goal record.
Well, I thought last year we had something like that, but maybe you probably remember better than I do by far.
Well, I made a comment to Keith Little as I was walking back up to the booth after getting a drink of water, and said I'm going to have to text my son Derek to see what the record was.
I bet he remembers.
I'm pretty sure Derek understands what the record was.
They don't
was
forget that stuff.
It's funny how young guys
at least
don't
for the first year
that.
Or two. True. Some guys I know in their 50s, they don't forget that
stuff.
Yeah,
I agree with that. But so far, it's been a night where Jordan Crawl and the Blue Demon offense, Ethan Gray, they've just dominated,
yes,
Brad. I mean, there's no other way to put it.
They've had their way with the Mustangs so far this first half, and hopefully it'll keep going. They need, like we was talking, good energy. Tomorrow or Thursday night, we had Oskaloosa. It'll be a little tougher competition, I'd imagine. So this is good kind of a motivator to get some momentum going before we head into that game.
It's an unbelievable momentum builder and confidence builder for the boys. Offensively, it's been a little bit of a struggle on occasion for the Blue Demons this year. But tonight, there's been no problem putting the ball in the back of the net. We're up 6-0 at the half.
And they're sharing the ball well.
Oh, it's been a much
they're passing each other, I mean, really good. And that really creates space. And
much different style of play tonight compared to other nights where they're actually having a good possession game.
Yes.
Brad, a minute and a half left before the opening kick of the second half here. We're going to send it back to Scott, get some more words from the sponsors. Once again, Thunder Country KIIC 96.7 broadcast of Blue Demon Soccer. We lead 6-0 tonight over the Prairie City Monroe Mustangs.
When you're in the field or your tree stand, you don't want to be thinking of anything but what you're aiming at. At Hoyt, they make sure you have the best possible experience bow hunting. They make sure each bow has the best accuracy, durability, craftsmanship, technology, and precision that is unmatched by any other company. Hoyt builds their bows for everyone to have the winning experience each and every time you pull back on the string. Right now, you can get a $50 rebate when you purchase the Hoyt Rampage or Rampage XT. Get yours at Bluff Creek Archery in Albia, 932-2422.
Mick Furniture in Albia is your hometown family-owned furniture store that is your local authorized Whirlpool dealer. Replace your washer or dryer, check out the full line of Whirlpool washers and dryers at Mick Furniture. If you're looking for a traditional top-load machine, Whirlpool now has the H2 low-wash system that automatically senses the size of each load and uses less water to deliver better cleaning performance and gentleness. The H2 low Whirlpool washer with the EcoBoost option uses up 74% less water and 77% less energy. Now that is a cost savings you can take to the bank.
At Hammer Medical Supply, we understand the importance of providing top-quality respiratory care to you and your loved ones. No matter what your respiratory needs, home or portable oxygen, CPAP equipment and supplies, or a nebulizer machine, you can be confident about the care you receive from our experienced staff, allowing you to breathe easy with respiratory equipment from Hammer Medical Supply. Stop in today to our Sheraton store at 914 Court Avenue or give us a call at 641-774-4600.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Welcome back to tonight's broadcast of the Albia Blue Demons soccer match. Second half is just getting underway here. The Blue Demons lead 6-0 in a game that has been a pleasure to watch. These boys are smiling, having fun. They're playing the game the right way. The pressure's off tonight, Brad. It might be the best way to say it.
Yes.
The Blue Demons are just going out and playing soccer the way they want to play it now.
Of course, a pleasure to watch, depending on which side of, what is it, Highway 92 you're on. If you're north of 92, you may not like that.
That's a good point. Yeah. Very good point. Fortunately, we're Southerners.
We're Southerners, yes.
We're the Southerners tonight, and everything seems to be rolling our direction. Second half starts off. Blue Demons make a push down. Ethan Gray takes a shot at the... towards the net, it went wide left, and PCM brings it right back out to midfield off of the goal kick. Andy Henderson plays one forward. Ethan Gray steps in front of the PCM player.
Nice.
That's
cross
exactly ball. What
yes.
we were looking for. That is what we like to see. The Blue Demons tack another one on. Ethan Gray with the assist from the left corner to Jordan Crawl in the middle of the net. 38-43 left in the ball game. Blue Demons lead 7-0. We're going to take a brief timeout. We'll come back with more Blue Demon soccer.
We want to remind our community, Dr. Adler and his staff are here to serve all your eye care needs. Whether it's routine eye exams, glasses, and contact lenses, medical needs such as glaucoma, diabetic, and macular degeneration care, or emergency care like foreign body removal, we're here to serve our community needs. Give Melanie or Neva a call today at 641-932-7614.
You're listening to Albia Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Well, Brad, here we are. We've got a lot of happy fans and a lot of happy kids. Hopefully those out in radio land that are listening understand that this type of soccer doesn't happen that often. You get 7 goals in 41 minutes and 17 seconds of action. That's a lot of score.
Yes, that has memories of yesteryear almost.
Almost yesteryear. Yeah. That's exactly right. Kind of amazing.
Good old days.
Yeah, yeah.
Good old days of Albia soccer, run and gun, and just put the ball in the net.
Brings back a lot of memories. This pushes me right back to last year. And the game against PCM, we won that game 11-0, or 11-1. I think they got one late in the game. But and that is the scoring record. For those of you who are interested, the scoring record for goals in a game is 11. That is for sure set in tied last year. I'm not sure which season it was before that, whether it was 2006 or 2005, somewhere in that area. They had an 11-goal outbreak as well. But definitely was tied last year against PCM. This year, Coach Gravert may be looking to put a new mark in the record book for this team. He may not call the dogs off because this is a great therapy for
yes.
this team that's been struggling to score.
A lot of healing taking place out there tonight.
There is no doubt about it. Cody Wynn, I don't really like what I'm seeing. Oh, he's just putting his shoe back on. Cody was kneeling down on one knee, thought maybe he was hurt, but had a wheel come off. He had to put it back on to get back
Tyler
in the
game. Solinger stood his ground there. Blocked a shot on goal by the PCM player, and feeds up through to Ethan. There's a couple players, kind of a scrum.
Right between two players, Ethan takes the ball, and there's another one from the left side to Jordan Crawl into the middle, who tries going back to the left to Ethan Gray. Crawl steps in front.
Got kicked in the leg.
I think we got Ethan on a follow-through kick there that caught leg instead of ball. Again, not a flagrant malicious play, just one that just happens in the course of action, but it is a foul nonetheless. Free kick by PCM up front. Played nicely. Unfortunately, a hard touch by number 23 for the PCM Mustangs. Jamison Gedyke cleared out of play by Shadow Leshen after that. Here's another throw in for PCM coming down on the offensive half of the field. What a throw. He sent that ball.
Yes, he did.
30
caught
yards
the jet
in the
stream.
Air. It was quite a pass, actually. Fortunately, the Blue Demons brought it right back out at us from a defensive perspective, brought it back out to the midfield stripe. There's a nice little give-and-go opportunity, not quite saved by PCM. That was a good ball by...
Little give-and-go there, yep.
PCM's Julian Herring. That was a nice opportunity where he got the ball and gave it right back to the other offensive player. Ran it into a corner. Unfortunately for them, out of play. Fortunately for the Blue Demons. We take the throw. Solinger brings it out, plays it up to McCarty. PCM's got a little bit better grip on the midfield stripe right now in the second half than what
yes.
they had in the first half. It's like the momentum started that direction, and it's kind of continuing. It won't stay that way for long.
I don't know if the wind is any factor, if it's kind of late or not. The wind was blowing to that direction.
It's kind of an odd situation. If you look at
it is a little bit of flag movement out there.
If you look at the northeast corner, the flag's laying out. If you look at the northwest corner, the flag's laying flat.
Lamp, ain't it? Yeah.
Kind of a weird scenario. You don't get that very often. The wind's only on one side of the field.
The trees
right?
are maybe blocking it over there. I'm not sure.
Could be.
PCM with a throw-in. Nice throw-in to the feet of number 7. There's a wide cross shot type situation. I don't know.
Those are ones that, as a coach, you if it goes in, you're probably biting your tongue because as he takes the kick, you're saying, "What are you doing?" But if it goes in the net, it's a great play, obviously.
Yeah.
But that is one where you take the kick from 35 yards out and send it 10 yards over the net and 10 yards wide. So
yeah, it was
Solinger with a nice goal kick coming out towards Gray. Rolls off of a PCM player to Crawl. Crawl leads one forward to
McCarty.
McCarty, I was looking. I had to hesitate because I thought that goalkeeper was going to come out of the box to corral that ball, but he just stayed in right at the
hit
edge.
Hit the brakes right at the end there.
Cody Wynn with the loose ball at midfield brings it up towards Cody McCarty. Big guy in the back for PCM clears that out nicely and ends that threat. Got Datweiler playing on the right side in the midfield position. Actually, I think he and Tuttle just switched for that possession. Played up to the forward position. McCarty gives chase into the box. PCM out hustles him to the ball. had a different angle on it, got to it right before McCarty
kicked her out of bounds.
Throw in to Ethan Gray, who puts a shot at the net, and it goes wide right by about 6 inches. It was a great opportunity for Ethan to put that in, but it was a tough shot because the goalkeeper made him take a really ridiculous angle to try and get that thing to roll into the box. Just for the record, I thought for sure I was going to basically the Wikipedia of Albia soccer, Derek Rockwell, and Derek comes back and tells me that he doesn't know for sure how many goals they scored against PCM, but he knew the final was 11.
Oh, yeah.
So I thought maybe we'd get the goal record at a half for you tonight, but I'm pretty sure
I'm sure he's studying right now.
Seven. He might be going back, running the plays back through his head, getting this thing figured out for me. You never know.
It's good to have probably doing his schoolwork. He's studying his...
He's my personal stat department.
Yeah.
Replacing Johnny Flattery for me today.
Yeah.
Nice throw in from Cody Wynn to...
Bad throw in.
Actually,
was a call, I guess.
They apparently said he didn't come all the way back with that ball. And that's probably a fact. I wasn't paying that close of attention, apparently. Shadow Leshen with a nice play. Deflects it out. Oh, they've got a... what they're going to call is a dangerous play on that one, where Shadow Leshen's foot was a little higher than what
I was wondering. Kind of a late call, but it was. I was waiting for something to happen there.
I was too, because Shadow's leg, although Shadow's not the
it tallest, wasn't a hard through kick, but he stuck his leg out high enough, and it.
Yep, he lifted it up. It was clearly above his waist, and it was clearly above the other player's waist as well. So anytime you're in traffic and that leg comes up, that foot comes up that high, you're probably going to get a call. PCM with a free kick coming back the other direction, played out by Cody Wynn off of the head to Andy Henderson. Tries to find Ethan Gray, but doesn't quite get it to him. Tuttle gives chase in the middle of the field. Nice defensive position by Tuttle. Forces the PCM player to pass sideways rather than forward.
Oh.
Shadow Leshen ends up on the ground with a little contact after a kick that he makes. Herring with a kick. Offsides is the call. The referee's got the offsides call. The player comes back to get the ball, and you cannot do that in soccer. If you're in an offside position when the kick starts, you cannot finish that.
PCM dribbling down the left side, passing back and forth a little bit. There's a through ball, intercepted by Ben Baker. Ben Baker clears it out. PCM intercepts it. Now Anthony Tuttle takes the ball. Passes back to
nice.
Tanner Kellogg. He clears it up to midfield.
Excellent play by Tuttle to get the ball back to Kellogg, who had a much better position to make a ball, a great pass forward to another.
Kind of cleared it out. Ball had been down that half a little bit longer than we'd like to see.
Oh, that's a tough call on Anthony Tuttle there, because both players put their foot on the ball. The PCM player rolls over, tumbles across Tuttle's leg, but both players put their feet on the ball. It looked like a clean play from my perspective, but obviously the referee says otherwise.
They took an indirect approach to the situation there, way wide.
We've got a little announcement here to make that we got a little wager going on here that I think the Blue Demons are going to get 12 goals tonight, Brad. What do you think?
I don't know. That's
going to set
30
the school
minutes,
record.
Need 5 goals, need one every 6 minutes.
Those of you who are listening out there in radio land, hang with us. There's going to be a special giveaway. If the Blue Demons get that magic number 12, we're going to do a special giveaway that, hang with me. You'll find out what it is. I think you'll like the outcome. We've got a free kick, another call on the Blue Demons here.
Seems like the calls are not going our way right now. This last 5 minutes, they've been going the other way.
I'm not sure what the call was on that play. Must have been just a little bit extra excessive contact.
Ethan's heading back to mark up number 45. It's kick wide to the right.
We'll take that play every time. That was a perfect opportunity for PCM to score. Anytime you've got a free kick that close to the net, you've
got to give yourself an opportunity. Out. Yeah, it's got to stay within the post and down low a little bit.
You got to give yourself either the opportunity to score on the first kick or on a rebound opportunity for the putback.
Got some new Albie players coming in.
Looks like Caleb Gray comes in.
Skyler Battis. Looks like Aaron Ambrose.
Good job by Coach Gravert getting the players rotated in, getting some experience. This is a great game for younger players to come into the lineup and gain some momentum on their side as well. And Andy Henderson lies flat on his back and takes a call at the same time for a foul.
But kind the of, call's going their way?
Calls are definitely going PCM's direction right now.
I don't know what happened at halftime. We must have not did something that we should have done for the referees.
Well, plays like that are going to get our energy back up, I would think, because the players are not going to like landing on the ground as well as getting a foul call and giving a free kick going the other direction.
Yeah, the kid kind of steamrolled him a little bit.
Nice kick from Gravert up to
there's
Cody
a call.
McCarty.
I think it went our way. Jordan took one for the team.
We got one that time. Gravert made the play up to the midfield. Jordan Crawl then trying to get in position to get the ball. Got a little extra contact from the PCM player.
Looks like Cody Wynn's going to be taking the kick about the midfield line.
Right at the midfield stripe. Blue Demons with a free kick. Got five up front, six up front.
Ball hits the PCM.
Nice
Cody
header
Wynn
back
closes.
For PCM.
Cody PCM Wynn countering control. Now.
Yep.
Nice play, Bobby Belzer's in the game now, too. He's over here at left.
Yes, he
fullback.
Is in a defender position. Nice pass up by PCM. Gabe Gravert does a nice job reacting to the pass and comes out and corrals it before PCM's other offensive player can come up to get it. Andy Henderson, great play by PCM to deflect that ball because Henderson thought he was splitting two Albie players, Jordan Crawl and
Caleb Gray.
But stuck a foot out, PCM does, and deflects the ball back out of play. McCarty giving a good challenge to the PCM player. Caleb Gray, excellent activity, great.
I think he got tired of the ball, wasn't getting quite to him, so he went and took matter into his own hands there. And said,
got to touch it sometime.
Yeah, I'm going to go touch that ball. Ran about 30 yards to get to it.
Hey, you know what? Players like that, though, that's something you always like to see is a player that's willing to go after it. It's not necessarily in his zone, but there was no other Albie player in that zone, so you got to go make a play.
It was an open
ball.
Area.
You bet.
Nobody was challenging the ball. And
yep. You set the tone for the rest of your players. You give them the impression that, you know what, if I'm going to play this hard, I expect some support on the backside with you guys as well. So I like seeing that aggressive attitude from Caleb. As a freshman, you know, that's a hard one to teach. That aggressive nature has to come from within because you can't teach that to a kid very often at that age. Throw in for Prairie City Monroe. Throws it into the middle of the field to Herring. Herring passes it back. I apologize, I can't see this player who it is. Great play up front. PCM had a sequence where it would have been a double assisted play had that ball went in the net.
Yeah, there was an opportunity there to score, and they
just
wide
right. We're gonna take a break right now. There's 26 minutes exactly left on the clock. We're gonna send it back to the studio for Scott to get a word from some of those valuable sponsors.
Do you remember these? Cracker Jack Prize stars in your eyes as daddy for the keys.
These were the times when you could walk into a car dealership and it was family-owned and you were treated like family because that's the way it was. You were sold what fit your needs, nothing more, nothing less, because that's the way it was. You can still get that family-owned treatment from Dewey Motor Company, family-owned since 1952.
Dewey, remember these.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Well, folks, we're back at a game that started out at a lightning-quick pace offensively for the Blue Demons. We had six at the break. We're at seven now with 25 minutes left in the ballgame. 7-0 lead for the Blue Demons, and Brad, the second half has not been as energy-filled for the Blue Demons.
No, they come back a little lackadaisical maybe in some ways. Maybe PCM's kind of closed a few holes that was in their defense there a little bit. But, the ball, and, you know, we've been getting a few calls coming against us, which kind of breaks the flow of the game.
Yep, we get another one right there, a call on Jordan Crawl there, where a little combat towards the ball, and he reaches out with a leg and rakes the other player and get a free kick going that direction. But, you know, to me, I think Coach Gravert right now, it appears that he's trying to get some younger guys on the field, getting some fresh legs out there, try to get a little more energy injected back into the team. And hopefully it's working. I mean, you've got Caleb Gray, you've got Bobby Belzer, you've got Skylar Bettis,
Aaron Ambrose.
You know, they're all mixed in out there and doing a great job. They're doing a very nice job on the field. It's I'd like to see a little bit more energy from the other guys that have been on the field the whole game, though. You know, trying to get this thing back in our favor. It's no fun playing defense the whole night. We all know that.
Yeah.
Everybody likes that offensive side. That's a nice ball by Jordan Crawl up to the wing to Skylar Bettis. Played defended nicely by Casey Musgrove from PCM.
There, Aaron Ambrose was pushing up from the midfield position, kept pressure on the ball, didn't give up, still fighting for it. Now it goes to the middle, over to Cody McCarty. Cody's going to take maybe a shot here. Wide to the left.
Cody had an opportunity there in the center of the field. He had two decisions to make. One, take a crack at the net with the shot himself or drop it off to the left to Caleb Gray. And he took the shot, and he ends up a little bit wide left, unfortunate for the Blue Demons. But, you know, it's one that goalkeeper's going to make that decision next time to come at him first, and then he'll drop it off to Caleb on the second opportunity.
Yeah. Keep the pressure up on him.
You bet. That's
one
thing.
Laura Etcher's checking into the game.
Ah, it's nice to see Laura get a little game time here on the varsity squad. Laura's one of the hardest-working kids I know, and one of the most positive and great pleasure I had coaching her over the years.
Yes, she's a very good defensive player, knows how to play position well, keeps her body between herself and the defender, and does a real good job. She's a junior.
She doesn't shy away from the physical side of the game at all either. She goes right after it. Blue Demons have a goal kick coming out. Not much of a threat there. Bobby Belzer and company cleared that ball out nicely before the threat really got going. Cody Wynn going to take the goal kick. Brings
launches
it up to
10 yards short of midfield.
Right.
Skylar Bettis tries to quick kick it up, but it's intercepted by the Mustangs.
Cody Wynn plays one off of a hop and gets kind of an awkward roll off of the side of his foot with it and gives possession back to PCM. There's a shot by PCM. Unbelievable. Julian Herring takes a shot from about 27 yards out, it looks like, 25, 27 yards out. Puts one in the top left corner. Brings the PCM Mustangs back to a score of 7-1 with 21:58 left. We'll send it back to the studio for some more words from our sponsors.
Are you spending as much at the grocery store on Fluffy the cat and Bowser your bulldog as on yourself? You need to come out to Quality Ag Service, just 1 mile west of town on the new old Highway 34. Sign up for the Baker's Dozen. Buying pet food in bulk size packaging will save you money, and for every 12 bags you buy, you get the 13th free. We carry a full line of dog and cat food, as well as Nutrina horse feed, rabbit feed, bird feed, and bagged corn. You'll save money, and your pets will be eating nutritious, high-quality food. You'll all be happy.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Okay, folks, we're back after the Prairie City Monroe Mustangs put one in the top left corner of the net from a good distance out. It was a great hook shot, curled to the left away from Gabe Graber. Nothing he could do with that one. Brings it back to 7-1. My wager's still on, Brad. I still think the Blue Demons are going to get 12. I hope all you fans out there in the radio land are listening and going to stick with us. If we get 12, we're going to do something special as a giveaway tonight. So please hang with us and stay tuned to this broadcast. Ball is played out of play. Aaron Ambrose right there for the throw-in immediately. Gets it up towards Bettis. Deflects off a PCM player to Jordan Krall. Plays it over to the left corner. Towards Tanner Kellogg. TK gives chase, and PCM finally forced to play
nice
that ball out of bounds.
Nice defensive move by PCM just to push that ball out. Tanner with the throw-in right now.
It's nice to see him pull TK up and let him have a crack at the net a couple of times here. He's played a really strong match defensively, so why not give him the opportunity in a game like this to rest that defensive skill and go polish some of the offensive skill a little bit. Jordan Krall kicks one high and over his head backwards towards Caleb Gray. Gray plays it up towards the net. Cleared out by PCM before Tanner Kellogg can come and get it. That ball drops between three players on the field, and it kind of looked like it was deceptive to the players as to where it was going to land. Caleb Gray fighting hard to get the ball. Herring comes out on top of that battle.
Kind of a two-on-one deal there.
Yes, it was. Cody Wynn. Oh, great run-through by PCM, number 14 for the Mustangs.
Crosses, but he crosses backwards. He's down on the ground now. I think he just slipped on the grass.
Uh-oh. We've got a yellow card being issued to the Blue Demons. Looks like Cody Wynn gets a yellow card tonight, if memory serves me correctly. He got one last night as well. We're going to take a break. We're going to have a little bit of stoppage time here with the referee documenting the yellow card. We'll be back after this quick timeout.
The Monroe County Hospital.
winner of two Summit Awards for excellence in healthcare.
Our revenue has stayed incredibly strong above budget through this recession, and I think that's the local support we got. And it's not just because we're close, it's because people know when they get here, they're not a number, they're going to get excellent care, they've got a higher nurse-to-patient ratio, we're a safer hospital, and they like their local care.
The nurses, Ian, are always asking you, how are you? Is there anything I can do for you? Maybe I just stay longer because they wait on you, you know.
The Monroe County Hospital.
You're listening to Albia Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
After the yellow card to Cody Wynn, ball is back in play. PCM had a free kick from just outside the 18-yard mark on the right sideline. Played in, but cleared out nicely by the Blue Demons. And I'm still a little confused, Brad. I didn't see any contact that would have warranted
the yellow
card.
Yeah, I totally missed
that
whole play. I was looking off to the side here at the ball, and I don't know really what all went on.
Nice play from Ambrose up towards Tanner Kellogg at midfield. And one thing we do know for sure out of that sequence of events, we know Cody Wynn is not a malicious player. He's not a dirty player. He's one of those where if he gets a card, it's just a sheer effort play that maybe he didn't pull up.
A 50-50 ball that went awry.
Yep, absolutely.
And that will happen every now and then.
Jordan Crawl plays the ball to Ambrose. Ambrose plays the ball backwards to Laura Etcher. Laura Etcher brings it back upfield towards Skyler Bettis. Bettis can't quite get there before the PCM defender.
There's the
ball hops over a Ben Baker kick. Played towards the net by PCM, but it's wide right.
Bobby Belzer closed the gap fast and kept pressure on the PCM player so he couldn't get his body positioned so he could take a good shot.
That's one point I'd like to emphasize a little bit here, Brad. A lot of times you young coaches that are out there that are just starting to coach the game, don't pigeonhole young guys that don't have speed back to the back. What you need to do is defensive players need to be fast, they need to be athletic, and they need to be able to react quickly to a situation just in the manner that Bobby Belzer did. It's a great position for Mr. Belzer because he is fast and he's physical, and he will go after the ball.
He plays a very good defensive game, really cuts him off at the pass and puts his body on the line there.
Absolutely.
Ball's been down on this half a little bit more than we'd like to see. Had a little bit of through play there.
It is a situation where this game has been played two different styles in each half. It's more of a slow-down, deliberate game in the second half. In the first half, the Blue Demons were just breaking at will and doing whatever they wanted with the ball offensively. But give PCM credit. They're back to a little bit better ball possession game. And
maybe our intensity is down a little bit with the lead that we have.
Yeah, you're up big. It's hard to maintain.
The almost insurmountable lead or whatever.
It is insurmountable.
Insurmountable, yeah.
That is not even a question now, is it, Brad?
No, I think we got this one.
It's 17 minutes left in the ball game, and we're happy to be on this side of it. It's a very pleasant feeling to see these kids play this well and
having fun out there again.
You bet. The rewards of the hard work of all the practices and all the games and the learning experiences that they've had throughout the season, and now all of a sudden they're getting to feel the success of it in a different fashion than what they've seen most of this year.
Yes.
PCM gets a throw-in opportunity here, trailing 7-1.
16:38 left in the second half.
Headed just over top of Skyler Bettis. Fortunately, the AR is right on the play, and she makes a great call on an offsides play because once that ball was played again, the offensive player was already.
That's a boy.
Blue Demons with a free kick after the offsides call. Played out to midfield.
PCM gets a throw in now. Looks like
That's Aaron Ambrose taking that throw. Colton Dorpinghouse check into the game. Is that who I'm seeing?
Yeah, Colton's checked in.
Tanner Kellogg with a break opportunity and cleared out nicely by PCM's defense. Tanner had a beat on that ball. If PCM makes a misplay on that ball was going into the back of the net. There was no question about it.
Looks like Albia is going to be awarded a corner kick. Colton Dorpinghouse is going to get a serve it up.
Yep, Colton Dorp's going to take it. Who's coming onto the field?
Tanner Kellogg and Skyler Bettis and Cody McCarty all close to the box. On the backside, we have Ethan Datwaller in case it comes long, which it does.
Cody
intercepted it, just missed it. And he's got that sore nose a little bit, so that was a gutsy play by Cody.
Sure, he's not feeling well yet after that header that Jordan Crawl put on him that smashed the nose pretty good. We got a new defender checked into the lineup, Brad. I can't see that number. Who am I looking at?
Oh, that's Matthew.
Matthew Delaney.
Delaney, yes, he's now in the lineup.
Good
the
deal.
Back line, we have Caleb Gray. We have Matthew Delaney, who might be up more in a little bit of a midfield action. I'm not sure, but then we have Bobby Belzer, Laura Etcher, and on the far side we have.
Nice play by Belzer to make keep that ball out of the defensive backfield there.
Aaron Ambrose, excuse me, on the other side.
Yep, and then up towards the front we have Datweiler, Kellogg, McCarty, and Dorp. We have Colton Dorp on the front line as well.
And with the game, it's good giving these young players some time, and we got another big game coming up Thursday. Maybe letting some of the horses rest a little bit too may not be a bad idea.
Absolutely, I'm always a fan of when you're feeling it, let your team play. When you're not feeling it, shuffle the lineup and let them feel a new approach to the game with different players on the field and try and get it. And clearly in the second half, the team that started the second half didn't have the same feel that they did in the first half. So now I'm a firm believer that Coach Gravert's doing absolutely the right thing by getting these young guys some time in a game that's very manageable for a young team. Very manageable from a offensive and defensive perspective. So this is a confidence game for these young guys now, too. Delaney to Dorpinghouse, outside to Ambrose. So it's all young guys on that right side of the field over to Skyler Bettis. That right side of the field is anchored
by... Aaron Ambrose serves up a little long. Nice kick by Aaron.
That was a nice long kick.
Yes, it was. He's got a good leg on him.
He's shown me an awful lot in the last two nights of soccer. Datweiler.
There's a battle for the ball. A little bit of pushing.
Oh, and we get the call. That's one that... Lots of forearm going both directions there. We get the call. Decided that PCM's number 9 pushed a little bit more than Mr. Datweiler did. So Alex Breckenridge gets that call. Free kick for the Blue Demons. Cleared out by a header by PCM.
Goes wide over to the out. I think we have Jordan Krall checking back in, I believe.
Yes, sir. Is that? I can't tell. That doesn't look like him.
Who? No, that is not Jordan Krall. I'm sorry. That is Tyler Ferreira.
There you go. Maybe. Tyler Ferreira getting some game time.
Looked a little different. The 5 looked like a 2 from a distance. That is correct, number 5, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yes. He's the other senior that was honored tonight. He's been playing a lot of goalie for the JV squad. This is his first year out for soccer and has really showed a lot of improvement as the season has went on. Learning the skills of goalie, and it takes a little knack to get used to the goalie position, choosing when to come in and go stay
home.
Absolutely.
You know, last night in the JV game, you brought that, refreshed my mind as to what happened last night in the JV game. Down the stretch run of the JV game, he made a play on a ball that carried him backwards towards the end line.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of kids with no experience have a tendency to know, hey, I'm going to go over the end line, it'll be out of bounds on me, and it'll be a corner kick for them, so I'm just going to flick the ball back in bounds and then come and get it. Well, when you drop that ball back in front of the net like that, that's a terrible negative. So Tyler did a terrific job last night taking that ball out of bounds with him, swallowing the ball basically, and give him the corner kick rather than give him a loose ball right in front of the net with no defender in play. So I applauded him for that play. It was a very, very wise decision.
Very heads up, yep.
That usually takes years to make decisions like that on the field, but that was a good call on his
pass.
Part. Belzer to Gray. Gray plays it to the other side of the field. It was to McCarty. Delaney clears it out. That should be a handball call against PCM, but the referee decides not to make the call. Good foot skills displayed by Mr. Herring from PCM. Caleb Gray clears it up.
He's the foreign exchange student from Germany.
Datweiler deflects it off of a PCM player, goes and corrals it back. Played forward. Let's see if we can get this down.
Come Cody's way.
There's a breakaway opportunity for Cody McCarty. He's one on one with
it. Wish he'd have that one back.
He hits it off with the left foot and unfortunately one hops it up into the keeper's hands. Good play by the PCM keeper. Headed backwards by Belzer. Laura Etcher retreats to go track it down. Ambrose tries to save it. And mission accomplished for a little bit, but the AR on the other end of the field decides it was over the end line. We've got 10 minutes, 25 seconds left in the half in the ball game now. Throw in by PCM goes
Gabe
right to the net. Gabe did a nice job
out.
Running out and punched that ball out to the away from the net. No scoring opportunity when you do that as a keeper.
That's got to be hard on the wrist, I'd imagine, punching that. You ever punched a soccer ball before?
And it's not exactly warm out tonight.
And it's coming right at you pretty hard.
You bet. PCM takes it away from the Blue Demons.
A little momentum going their way now.
Plays it backwards for one pass. Belzer with a nice header to clear that ball out. Colton Dorfinghouse heads it backwards towards his offensive player, his teammate Skyler Bettis. Ambrose plays it back to Etcher. Stolen away by PCM. Played softly up to Gabe Gravert and cleared out by Gabe.
There. Yep, got the call.
Got the call on that one.
Thought it looked like something wrong happened.
It looks a little awkward when it comes off like that, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Looks like McCarty took that free kick from midfield. Plays it up towards Dattweiler. Dattweiler gets the call coming across, cut off the PCM player. Impeding progress on that one, so nothing but a soft call is a foul on that one. Deflected backwards to Bobby Belzer. Belzer plays it off of the, I don't know if it got the chest or the chin on the
I think
PCM
it's chest,
player.
A little higher. I think it went down. That's a pretty hard kick.
That was a nice hard kick by our Albia player.
Caleb Gray throws it in the Dorfinghouse didn't quite make it. Deflected to PCM.
There's that soft passing game, soft, short
in the middle
passing
of the field.
Game.
Their kicks on goal just haven't been very hard. They haven't got a lot of juice behind them.
They just
other
don't.
Than the one that went to goal. That was a nice kick by Herring. But
you and I have talked an awful lot in the last few broadcasts that you know, that experience around the net, it takes time to develop that thought process of what it takes, I guess, for lack of a better word. But it's one where you get excited and
to be able to hit a rolling ball right in the center and put it right where you want it. I mean, it doesn't go your way all the time.
That's exactly right. And I think,
as I tell my kids, people that make millions of dollars or millions of pounds or euros, you know, I watch a little bit of soccer.
You bet.
They miss a few, too.
Oh, they miss an awful lot of them, if you think about it. Their shot percentage isn't exactly high either.
No.
So, but the thing is, it just takes time and repetition and game time to really bring the kids into that level of comfort when they get that ball close to the net and making that decision, do I kick it to the net or do I pass it to a teammate? And once they get it figured out, it all just clicks. And I think last year's team for the Blue Demons is proof positive of that you can go years without scoring an awful lot of goals, and then all of a sudden it just comes
just
together.
Just a breakthrough.
You bet. And once you get that confidence going, it's hard to stop. Colton Dorfinghouse rolls one out to the outside to Ambrose. Loses control of the ball, taken away by PCM. PCM with a nice pass into the left corner. Then they do.
I thought there was going to be some call there. I thought he was reaching for the. Yeah, there's some.
I thought there was too.
Advantage given.
Yep. Yeah, it's hard to imagine. In soccer games, folks, the referee has the discretion. It's at his discretion when to blow the whistle. So the foul could happen 20 seconds ago.
Yeah.
And
but the play developed, and then he feels that it was an unfair, so he comes back. And
yep, then they'll make the call at the point in time where the team that was fouled or had a disadvantage given to them because of the play, they can make that. Once they lose possession of the ball, they can bring the ball back to that situation. So we've got a free kick for the Prairie City Monroe Mustangs just at the top of the arc outside of the box. Nice little soft tap, kick to the net, and there's a goal. That was a terrific that. Brad caught everybody off guard because all night long, Prairie City has set
that
up.
That was number 23.
They took that shot on goal every time, and this time they did a soft pass, and the Blue Demons had to correct. Jamison Gedeik gets that goal and brings it 7-2 in favor of the Blue Demons. 6:27 left. We're going to check back in with Scott at the studio, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, this is Elizabeth Walker with Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative. It's time to think about making your home or business ready for summer. Did you know the Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative's website offers energy-saving tips and information? Find out how small changes can make a big difference when you take the Energy Savings Home Tour. Find us on the web at cvrec.com. Once you are there, click on Services to find a great list of energy efficiency resources. Do your wallet a favor this winter by checking it out. This is a message from your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Well, Brad, is that oh so familiar sound of coal train rumbles by in Albia, Iowa. You can't go anywhere in Albia without hearing those nice coal trains rolling through town.
Heading down to take a little coal for some electricity, which we're glad to have tonight.
Absolutely. I think people are going to be running their heat tonight. It's going to get kind of chilly, I believe. But as that goes by, hopefully with that train goes the lackadaisical play on the Blue Demons' part, as we're kind of getting outplayed in the midfield stripe right now. Yeah. And most of the second half, actually, PCM has played a completely different style of game than what they did in the first half against the Blue Demons. Kind of forcing us out of rhythm, maybe.
Yeah, we do know we have a few subs in now that many of our starters are taking a rest, but still, that was a pretty heads-up play by PCM, that little short kick, and then a kick to right to the back of the net.
Yeah, again, it's one where they lull you to sleep. Teams do it a lot. They use the same play, the same formations, and then all of a sudden they throw something different at you on a free kick, and you're perplexed, saying, whoa, that's not what they're supposed to be doing. And that's exactly what they did to the Blue Demons there.
I assume when they touched the ball, we should have charged.
Absolutely.
You know, took that away.
I think I only recognized Aaron Ambrose coming off the line hard once that ball was tapped, and the rest of the guys were kind of looking to see where that pass was going to, and it really was a very short pass, maybe a five-foot pass to the next player, and he just launched it in the upper right-hand corner. Nothing at all Gravert could have done with that one. It was a beautiful play shot. Here's another opportunity towards the net, but wide right. Doesn't make it clear to the end line even, and Gabe Gravert corrals it and brings it back out. He'll punt to the midfield area, I'm sure, for the Blue Demons. Gabe does a nice job burning clock just about every time. If we have a lead and he's got the ball in his possession, he burns a little time every time, takes a look at the field, and makes sure he knows where he needs to go for an open player. Skyler Bettis with it at his feet, plays it back into the middle of the field
Cody
to McCarty.
With that spin kick, just couldn't get it through. Tries it again.
Oh, excellent play. Great deflection by the PCM defender. I believe, was that McCarty that took the shot? McCarty took the shot, and the PCM goalkeeper laid out beautifully to deflect that ball just before it gets across the line and saves a goal for the Blue Demons.
Albie with a throw-in. Datwiler throws it in the Dorpinhouse. Dorpinhouse gives it back to Datwiler. He crosses to the middle.
Ferrer with the ball in the middle of the field.
Nice play. Delaney steps in, stops the momentum of the PCM player. A little bit of pinball action going on out there. Ball's bouncing everywhere.
Tell you what, we have an awful lot of good young talent coming up, Brad. These guys are getting some valuable experience. Next year, this will only pay dividends. And later in the year, this is going to pay dividends for us.
And
great
keep
ball.
Keep them excited about wanting to go out for soccer.
Absolutely. Keep the young guys interested in what it's all about, because you got to have a deep bench to get very far in the postseason, because the legs get tired, because every game gets tougher and tougher each week. Another great play there by PCM. Runs it forward, and the striker for PCM rolls it off of his chest yet again. Lets it land at his feet, took a shot on net wide left, but again, it's an opportunity that the Blue Demons need to cut off before it happens. PCM has control just outside the 18-yard mark.
Okay. I try the best we can.
Knocked out of play by PCM. Caleb Gray with the throw in. Plays it ahead, Colton Dorpinghouse to Ethan Datwiler, cleared out nicely by PCM. Caleb Gray wisely lets that ball roll out of play, wound up to take a strike at it, deke the PCM player into believing he was actually going to play it, and then just lets it wisely roll out of play so that we can have a throw in. Throws it to Belzer. Belzer clears it up towards midfield to Skyler Bettis. Bettis
dogs his opponent, steals it away. Skyler's pushing through, but
to the far right side.
Skyler's relentless when he gets on a mission there. He won't give up.
No, Skyler's going to be one of those kids that he is going to he's going to keep growing. He's going to keep getting stronger, and I bet the speed stays with him. He's a pretty fast little guy, and he's going to be an aggressive player. He's got that nose for the ball that Coach Gravert really likes in
There's
the offensive
a long
half.
Kick by PCM.
Gravert chooses to throw the ball this time to Ambrose. Ambrose plays it beautifully up to Skyler Bettis on the right wing.
Nice.
Bettis goes around a defender. Goes to the left side to try to cross it over to Datwiler. Just a little bit long, just one stride off. Otherwise, that's another opportunity for the Blue Demons. I think Bettis, as he was hopping around, he knew that he'd let him just a little bit much.
It's like we got another player coming in. I believe Joe Sager, he's sophomore, checking in for Aaron Ambrose. I think this is his first varsity time.
It's a great opportunity for Coach Gravert to get these young guys some playing time. Gabe Gravert does a terrific job coming out of the net to play that ball as it was an Albia defender and a PCM offensive player coming at it, and looked as though the PCM player had a stride on the Blue Demon defender, so Gravert had to come out to make a play on the ball outside of the box and got the kick.
Got about 20 seconds left.
20 seconds left here in the Albia Soccer Complex. Blue Demons lead 7-2. Been a pretty good performance. First half was unbelievably good. The second half, the Blue Demons softened their stance a little bit on the offensive side. Defensively, they just couldn't quite pull the trigger on clearing out a couple of balls that they needed to. But it's been an overall pleasing performance by the Blue Demons for Coach Gravert, I'm sure. After last night's disappointing loss to Grinnell, the Blue Demons come back tonight and get the win. 7-2 leads us into Thursday night's match at Oskaloosa. The Blue Demons raise the record to 5-8, powered by Jordan Crawl's 3 goals. Ethan Gray got 2 goals. I believe we had Cody Wynn with a goal.
Cody had a goal, yep, that's for sure.
And we had, there's one more that I'm missing, Brad. Who am I missing? Jordan with 3, Ethan with 2.
Jordan might have had 4. We're not sure on that one.
That's exactly right.
It could have either been Datwiler or Jordan. We'll find out. The kids will tell us.
At any rate, we'll find out. I'm sure I'll hear about it. If Mr. Crawl had 4, he'll say,
why it'll be in the paper.
You bet. Jordan will let me hear about it at the next family get-together, I'm sure. But we're going to wrap it up tonight here in the broadcast booth from the Albia Soccer Complex. Blue Demons win 7-2 in a very strong offensive output in the first half. Strong defensive performance as well. There was never a question that this game was in the bag for the Blue Demons once they got those first 2 goals, Brad.
Yep, it was definitely in their hands, and they didn't let up till the end here. But you know, they got a lot of good playing time for some young players, and that was well worth.
You bet, absolutely.
And going for the record, I guess.
Absolutely, it's perfect night for the Blue Demons in my perspective. Learning curve for the young guys. We're gonna call it a night. The Blue Demons play again Thursday night against Oskaloosa.
Thursday night in Oskaloosa, and then the next Thursday after that, I believe, down in Ottumwa.
And then we start the postseason trail, and you and I will be back on the air for the postseason.
I believe we get to host this first one. I'm not sure.
That's
I shouldn't
awesome.
Say. I've heard there might be a chance. So
if we get a chance to host,
yet. That's
a great thing. Everybody out there listening, come out and watch it live, because live, I'm sure Brad and I do it great justice on the air, but nothing compares.
Yeah, it's better
to
come out and support your team.
Match.
We've seen a lot of teams that travel have some good support, and we'd like to see that here for our team.
You bet. Well, that's it, Brad. Thank you again. Thanks to all of our sponsors. Thanks to Scott Fry back at the studio. Thanks to all of you for listening. This has been a live broadcast of Albia High School Athletics on Thunder Country KIIC 96.7.
This is